Let us pray as we prepare our hearts for the message.
我们一起来祷告，预备我们的心，接受今天的讯息。
Father God,
父神
we ask that you would teach us today.
请求你亲自来教导我们每一位。
That you would give us an open heart.
主啊，给我们一颗受教的心。
An open mind.
一个啊，可以领受的灵。
Because we come here, Lord, to be transformed.
是的，主，我们来到教会就是要被您改变。
That we would become more like you.
主啊，使我们能够更像您。
That we would have more of you.
主啊，也更有更多的您。
In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we pray.
我奉拿撒勒人主耶稣基督的名求。
Amen. Yeah, I'm Pastor Kurt. For any of you who don't know me,
我是高德恩传道。如果您不认识我的话
，Yeah, 我是的英文部的牧师。And 他是我的太太 and 我们有两个孩子所以、praise the Lord and、we're going to open our Bibles to Matthew 25
请您翻到您的圣经马太福音25章
and、I'd like you to think about、what are some real important things in your life
在翻开的当时呢，我们可以一起来思考生命里面重要的东西，对您来讲很重要的东西有哪些
？Yeah, tell your neighbor one important thing of your life.
可以跟您左右的邻居来分享，对您来讲生命很重要的东西有什么，或是人、人事物。
Okay, good. Maybe we said our wife, our husband, children.
也许我们说是我们的丈夫、我们的妻子、我们的孩子。
Food is pretty important.
食物很重要。
Right? Chinese? Right? Sleep is important.
休息、睡觉也很重要。
But we can judge what is important by how much time we spend on it.
那我们可以以时间来衡量这些东西对我们的重要性。
What do you spend most time on?
我们把我们的时间花在哪里？
Your work, right?
很多时候在工作上是不是
Your work, you're going to spend more time on your work than your marriage.
很多时候好像花在工作上的时间比花在婚姻上的时间还多。
More time on work than your children.
花在工作上的时间比与孩子相处的时间还多。
So if we spend a lot of time, work is important.
所以呢我们可以以时间来衡量说工作对我们来讲很重要。
And, you know, if it's important, we should find out more about it.
那如果很重要的话呢我们对这个工作应该有更深的认识
Not from just the human perspective
不只是从人的角度来看
Which is limited
人的角度很有限
But a God perspective
我们也需要从神的角度来
Which is unlimited
观看工作神的角度呢是无限的
And my wife reminded me as we're getting ready for this message that it is Labor Day weekend here in America
刚好这个周末是 Labor DayS
o it happens to work out well okay I didn't plan that
他其实在准备这个信息的时候没有想到今天是 这个周末是 Labor Day
we're going to look at Matthew 25:14-30 please bring your Bible with you to church
请大家务必要带你的圣经一起来教会
let me say that again bring your Bible to church
圣经神的宝神的真理是我们的宝剑所以一定要带着
and Mei Lan is going to read it in Chinese
让我们一起来念第25:14-30天国又好比一个人要往外国去就叫了仆人来把他的家业交给他们按着个人的才干给他们银子给了5000一个给了2000一个给了1000就往外国去了那领5000的随即拿去做买卖另外赚了5000那领2000的也照样另赚了2000但那领1000的去掘开地把主人的银子埋葬了过了许久那些仆人的主人来了和他们算账那领5000银子的又带着那另外的5000来说主啊你交给我5000银子请看我又赚了5000主人说好你这又良善又忠心的仆人你在不多的事上有忠心我要把许多事派你管理可以进来享受你主人的快乐那您2000的也来说主啊你交给我2000银子 请看，我又赚了两千。主人说，好，你这又良善又忠心的仆人，你在不多的事上有忠心，我要把许多事派你管理，可以进来享受你主人的快乐。那领一千的也来说，主啊，我知道你是忍心的人，没有种的地方要收割，没有散的地方要聚荐，我就害怕，去把你一千银子埋藏在地里，请看，你的原银子在这里。主人回答说，你这又饿又懒的仆人，你知道我没有种的地方要收割，没有散的地方要聚荐，就把我的银子放在银钱的人，到我来的时候可以连本带利的收回。夺过他这一千来给那有一万的，因为凡有的还要加给他，叫他有余，没有的连他所有的也要夺过来。把这无用的仆人丢在外面黑暗里，在那里必要哀哭切齿了。
Wow, sounds like how we use the master's goods is pretty important.
所以我们如何去用主人给我们的才干很重要。
Maybe the first question is, who is the master?
在这个故事里面的主人是谁？
And in this story, it's trying to help us to understand that God Almighty is the master.
从经文我们可以了解说，这个雇主就是神他自己。
He is the owner.
他掌管我们生命一切。
And, we'll bring that up. Go on down there. The first, I would like to, you know, mention to you about five different economical labor type principles today from the Bible.
那我今天呢要跟大家分享大概有五个经济的原则。
The first one is that all I have belongs to God.
那第一个原则就是我所拥有的一切都是归于神。
Let's go ahead and say that together.
我们一起来说。
All I have belongs to God. He's the owner.
神是我们的雇主。
Okay, and in 1st Genesis 1 and 2, it says that God created all things.
创世纪一章二章告诉我们说神创造了一切。
Colossians 1:16 says that all things were created by him and for him.
哥罗西书一章十六节，一切都是借着他造的，又是为他造的。
Psalm 24:1, the earth is the Lord's and everything in it, the world and all who live in it.
诗篇二十四章，地和其中所充满的，世界和住在其间的，都属耶和华。
Psalm 50:12, for the world is mine and everything in it.
诗篇五十章十二节，我若是饥渴，我不用告诉你，因为世界和其中所充满的都是我的。
Wow. Who owns your possession?
所以你所有的产业是谁拥有的？
This is saying God does.
经文告诉我们神。
How does that make you feel?
那这个对你来讲有什么感受？
Maybe a little shocked.
好像很震惊。
Whoa, wait a minute, it's mine.
我就觉得很冒犯，这
还
是我的，我
赚来的。One of the first words we learn is a little kid, it's mine.
小时候我们学的第一句话就是是我的。
Instead, this is saying it's God.
但是这些经文告诉我们都是属于神的。
Deuteronomy,
申命记
8:17-18,
八章十七节到十八节，恐怕你们心里说，这货财是我力量，我能力得来的。你们要纪念耶和华你的神，因为得货财的力量是他给你的，为要坚定他向你列祖起誓所立约的，就像今日一样。
Ouch. Okay, all we have, all we've received has come.From God Almighty.
我们所拥有的一切，我们所领受的，都是从神而来。
And this really becomes a creation issue, right?
这个好像就是对创世的这个问题啊，是核心问题。
There's two options for creation, right?
因为呢，面对创造的这个问题呢，这个有核心有两个选择。
God created everything, including you.
第一个就是信仰，就是说是神创造了一切，包括你我。
And two, everything evolved out of nothing.
或是说另外一个选择，另外一个信仰就是说，一切都是从零进化出来的。
Just last night on the Nova Channel,
那啊，昨天晚上在 PBS 的那个 Nova 的那个频道，
They were talking about the evolution of man.
他们在谈人类的进化论。
Right? And they showed pictures of, you know, down to up.
然后看到说人，他们说人从什么从猿猴演变到人类。
But we got to remember that started with some chemical combination to create the first cell.
那这一切都是从灵无中生有的这个细胞慢慢演变出来的。
What do you believe? God created all things, or all things evolved?
所以你选择去相信是一切是从神创造而来的，还是一切是从无中生有演变出来的？
Boom. There's Peter. Boom. How long did that take?It also deals with two attitudes.
那在这里呢，啊，也有两种信念。
Right? Our economics, our possessions has two attitudes.
那经济和产业，我们有两种的态度去面对。
I earned it.
我一切都是我自己赚取的。
I received it.
或是我从神那里领受的。
I earned it is very kind of proud, right?
我赚取的这个核心的态度是骄傲的。
I received it very humbling.
那我从神那里领取的却是一个谦卑的态度。
Are you a proud person?
你是一个骄傲的人吗？
Ooh, that's difficult. I earned it.
很难的一个难题。我赚取的所有的一切。
I received it.
我就从神那里领受。
I earned it is very much of that independent American attitude, right?
那我赚取的好像比较处于美式的这种心态，比较独立。
Actually, I received it is more of a cooperative attitude.
那我领受的比较适合华人的这种心态，因为互相依赖。
We could even say maybe a Chinese attitude, right? Harmony. Unity.
和谐，合一。
What kind of attitude do we have in our possession?
我们面对我们所有的产业，我们内心的这种态度是什么？
I had a lady a month ago, I asked her, what is your purpose in life?
那一个月之前，我跟一个华人的女士在一起对话，我就问她说，哎，你生命的目标是什么？
She thought,
她花了一点时间想了一下，
to be independent.
那就回答我说，就是我能够独立。
And I said that is a very noble and honorable purpose.
那这好像听起来好像是一个很高尚的目标。
But it's really not a God purpose.
但是却不符合神给我们的目标。
God's purposes are actually kind of different.
那神给我们的目标是不一样的。
God has a purpose for us to depend on God.
那神创造我们的时候呢，他给我们的目标之一就是我们要学习的去依赖神。
And he has a purpose for us to be interdependent with others.
那在教会的生活里面，我们是互相依赖的。
Depending on God, again, is pretty humble.
依靠神需要一个谦卑的心态。
God owns everything.
神如果他拥有一切。
So I need him.
我需要他。
Father, I need a loan.
天父，我需要一个贷款。
I need some help.
我需要帮助。
Proverbs 3:5-6 says, Trust in the Lord with all your heart, lean not on your own understanding.
箴言3:5-6，你们要专心仰赖耶和华，不可依靠自己的聪明。
But really, our thinking many times is trust in myself with all my power.
但是呢，很多时候往往我们内心的心态反映出来的是我要靠自己
，with all my intellect，
靠着我自己的聪明
，with all of my skills and ability，
我的技能，我的聪明。
But this says to trust in the Lord。
但这句经文却告诉我们，我们需要仰赖耶和华。
When you read 1 and 2 Kings， you find something very interesting about this successful king。
那我们如果翻开旧约的列王上下记的话，我们会看到从这个国王里面看到一个共同点。
As a simple statement that says they depended on the Lord.
那成功的国王通常有一句话能够来形容他们，那就是他们信靠神。
Not in their army.
不是信靠他们军队有多大。
Not in other nations.
也不是信靠他们自己或其他的国家。
They were depending on God.
而是他们全心全力地信靠了神。
The other, attitude here is one of independence on others.
那另外一种心态呢，就是说啊，这个是我们是互相依赖的。
To be cooperating with one another.
与彼此一起合作。
You help me.
你帮助我。
I help you.
我帮助你。
I have certain weaknesses.
那我的弱点，我有一些弱点。
Now you wouldn't think that, right? I'm the pastor.
虽然我是牧师，那你也可能会觉得说我没有弱点，但是我身边有很多的弱点。
But everybody knows the truth.
每个人知道这个是真理。
I have weaknesses, and you have strength.
我有我的弱点，你有你的优点。
You have strength.
那你有你的优点。
You have weaknesses.
你也有弱点。
You need me.
你需要我。
I need you.
我也需要你。
We cooperate.
那我们一起合作的时候
，work together.
有一种互补的动作。
Very wise man said in Ecclesiastics these words, which may one will read.
那在传道书里面呢，啊，这个作者这样子说。传道书第四章九节到十二节，两个人总比一个人好，因为两个人劳碌，同得美好的果效。若是跌倒，这人可以扶起他的同伴。若是孤身跌倒，没有别人扶起他来，这人就有祸了。再者，两人同睡都暖和，一人独睡怎能软和呢？再有人攻胜孤身一人，若有两人便能抵挡他，三股合成的绳子不容易折断。
Very much, this could be called the independent man.
那这个有一个人是独立的。
And the interdependent man.
还有这个互相依赖的。
Which one's better?
一群人，哪一个比较好？
All I have belongs to God.
那我所拥有的一切都是归于神的。
Ask your neighbor.
再问问你左右的邻居。
What do you own?
你拥有什么？
And their reply, if they believe in God, should be nothing.
那如果他们是基督徒的话，他可能说我什么都没有。
God owns it all.
因为神拥有了一切。
But maybe a better question would be, what do you have?
那也许更深入的问题就是说，你有什么？
I got a lot of things.
我有很多的东西。
Look, there's a bunch on my body.
像我身上所穿的衣服、鞋子。
There's probably a lot of things in your home.
那在我们家里也有很多的东西。
Yesterday I had a garage sale.
昨天我们办了一个那个garage sale.
I probably got rid of over 250 little objects.
把孩子
Go away, go away, I don't need you.
很少的这些玩具都清掉了。
After God created everything, this is what he said.
神创世了以后他是这么说。
Genesis 2:15, the Lord, the God, took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to work it and take care of it.
创世纪二章十五节，耶和华神将那人安置在伊甸园，使他修理看守。
First economical principle is that God owns all things. All things belong to God.
第一个经济的原则呢，就是神拥有一切，他所创造了一切。
Two economical principles come from this.
那第二个经济的原则是这个。
Yeah, the second one would be that work is good, laziness is not.
工作是好的，懒惰是不好的。
Can you tell which one is lazy and which one is working?
你可以从相片中看哪一个是很认真的在工作，哪一个人是懒惰。
You know, in America, we have a lot of phrases like living for the weekend.
在美国有很多的这种俚语，比方说就是为了周末而活。
TGIF, thank God it's Friday.
感谢神，今天已经是星期五了。
We even named a restaurant after it.
甚至还有一个餐馆，就是感谢主，今天是星期五。
Proverbs says this in 14:23.
在那个箴言里面，十四章二十三节说到，诸般勤劳都有益处，嘴上多言乃至穷乏。
Proverbs 10:4.
箴言十章四节，手懒的要受贫穷，手勤的却要富足。
We'll skip down one to 2 Thessalonians 3:10 in the New Testament.
帖撒尼迦后书，我在你们 那里的时候曾吩咐你们说，若有人不肯做工就不可吃饭。
God says that work is good.
神说工作是好的。
And you got to remember, he wants us to work 6 days and 1 day to rest.
那就要记得，他要我们工作六天，第七天休息。
If you can't find 1 day to rest,
如果你没有时间休息的话，
you might want to make some adjustments in your life.
我们可能要改变生命的一些这个作息。
If we remember back to Matthew 28:25 with the parable,
如果我们刚才记到25章的这个比喻的时候，才干的比喻。
Guy was given 5 talents. He worked hard, got 5 more.
一个人有五千的才干，后来呢，他出去赚了五千回来。
Two and two more.
两千的赚了两千回来。
One guy hid it.
一千的把它埋藏在地上。
What are the words from the master to this man?
那这个主人对最后这一个这个人说什么话？
Verse 26.
第二十六节。
You wicked and lazy servant.
他对这个仆人说，你这又饿又懒的仆人。
Ouch. The other one, he's saying, well done, good and faithful servant.
其他的这些仆人，他对他们说，你这是又良善又忠心的仆人。
Now, I don't need to talk about this one too much because I think most of you got it down, okay? Yeah.
大家都了解。
Chinese work very hard.
华人真的是很辛苦，很勤劳。
Okay. The second principle is that God put him in the garden to care for it.
然后呢，神把人放在伊甸园里面，让他去管理这个伊甸园。
We care for God's creation.
那身为神的仆人，我们要来照顾、
God's、
管理
people.
他所造的一切，还有他的子民。
And this is called a big word called stewardship.
那这就是神给我们的管家。
I am God's steward or servant.
你有没有想过，你是神的管家，你是神的仆人。
It's true.
是真的。
Many of you don't like that word servant.
很多人我们不喜欢听到仆人这个字眼。
But when we look back in Matthew 25, the very first verse 14 says the master entrusted his possessions or properties to these men.
但是刚才这个才干的比喻告诉我们，你看这个雇主常常把他所拥有的一切交给他的仆人去管理。
It wasn't theirs.
不是仆人的，这些钱不是仆人的。
Given to them, entrusted to them.
而是雇主交给他们，让他们去管理，去赚更多的钱。
In Genesis 1, verse 27 through 28, it talks and calls us that we should rule over the earth or govern the earth.
那创世纪一章二十七节、二十八节这样说，神就照着自己的形象造人，乃是照着他的形象造男造女。神就赐福给他们，又对他们说，要生养众多，遍满地面，治理这地，也要管理海里的鱼，空中的鸟，和地上各样行动的活物。
To govern God's creation.
神要我们去管理他所造的一切。
1 Peter 4:10 says we should use whatever gift we've been given to serve others, faithfully administering God's grace in its various forms.
彼得前书四章十节这样告诉我们，个人要照着所得的恩赐彼此服侍，做神百般恩赐的好管家。
What do we use our gifts for?
所以我们这些才能、才干、能力是我们要怎么去运用？
Me, right?
是用在自己的身上吗？
No.
不是。
It says to serve others.
我们就要用这些才干，神给我们的这些才干，用来服侍神，服侍彼此。
This is a good lesson to teach our children.
这是这些真理教导，我们需要教导我们的孩子们。
God gave you some muscles.
神给我们一些肌肉。
You wash the dishes.
你可以洗碗，到了一定的年纪可以洗，教他们洗碗。
God made you smart.
神给你很多的智力。
You figure it out.
你要自己去想。
We can't do it all for them.
父母亲的角色不是为他们做一切。
But we do serve them and teach them so that they can serve and teach others.
我们服侍孩子们，照顾他们，但是也教导他们如何去服侍人。
Teach them to be good stewards. Teach them to be servants of others.
教他们做好管家，教他们做好神给他们的一切，如何来荣耀神。
Leviticus 25:23. You can read that.
地不可有卖，因为地是我的，你们在我面前是客旅，是寄居的。
How many of you rent apartments?
有当中有哪一些你住的地方是租来的？
Yeah, it's good to rent. That's what he's talking about here. We're just renters.
他说我们在世上其实我们都是租客。
Many of you are like, I paid off my mortgage. I own my house.
那有些人说没有，我的房子已经付清了。
No, God's just saying, no, I own your house.
但神就却对我们说，我拥有。
You're just renting from me.
你是我的租客。
One day you will die.
有一天你将会死去。
We are renters.
我们每一个人都是租客。
God has called us to be stewards.
神要我们做他的好管家。
That gives us a lot of responsibility.
那好管家包括有很多的责任。
When we go back to Matthew, chapter 25, it talks about his servants.
那我们再回到刚才马太福音才干的比喻。
Verse 20 and 22, it talks about, Master, you gave me five, and I got five more. And the idea is that he's giving all ten back to the master.
那这些好的仆人，良善的仆人呢，比方说他有了五千，他赚了五千，他一起把这一万交给他的雇主。
You gave me two, I got two more. I give it all back to you.
那给两千的，他又赚了两千，一起给雇主四千。
And then,They share together in their master's happiness. What are you responsible for?
那神给你的责任有哪些?
What are you supposed to be a steward of?
你是他哪一些地方的管家?
One is we could say material good.
那有一些可能是物质上他给我们的。
Does anyone here not have some material good?
我们有没有当中有哪一些人没有一些物质的东西
？If you are breathing, you have your body. That is one material good.
如果你今天是活着呼吸，我们就有这个身体。
You need to take care of it.
我们需要照顾我们的身体。
And that's why God just says, "Hey, yeah, don't go out and get drunk."
所以神说我们要照顾我们的身体。
Don't hurt yourself in ways that are not healthy sexually.
不要伤害自己与性的关系或是任何其他的关系
He's given you relationships
他也给我们很多不同的关系
You need to take care of them
我们要照顾神
给我们 People in your life
神把这些人放在我们的生命当中
Children
孩子们
Do you discipline them
你是否管教他们
I mean some of you don't believe in spanking
也许你不觉得说这个管教孩子用打的方式管教他们是好的方式
But I'd have to say, no pain, no gain.
但是我却觉得如果没有打不痛的话他就学不到教训
But most of all, you have to love them and love them and love them more.
但是最重要的我们要一直以神的爱来爱我们的孩子
And teach them God's principles.
教导他们神的真理神的原则
They will not figure it out on their own.
孩子没有办法自己从黑暗中去摸索
The only thing they will figure out is how can I get more for myself.
他们从世上学的就是说如何从世界得到更多要给自己的。
Maybe God has given you a wife.
也许神给你一位妻子。
Is she precious to you?
她对你很珍贵。
Sometimes we get so busy.
很多弟兄们很多时候真的是很忙。
Doing the work and making the money.
对，忙着在工作上，忙着赚钱。
We forget about her.
我们忘记了我们生命里面最重要的人。
I do that sometimes.
我同样犯同样的错。
But I have to remember to romance her and care for her.
但是呢，我要记得多花点时间在我妻子上面浪漫她一点。
I remember talking with one man and he said, "My wife doesn't need romance."
那我记得我跟一个男生对话，他跟我讲说，我不需要浪漫我的妻子。
He was with his wife.
那个时候他跟他的妻子
When I was talking to him
我在对话的时候妻子也在旁边
We are of old Chinese tradition
他说我是一个很传统的人
We work hard, she takes care of me
我在外面工作很忙他的责任就是照顾我
That might be Chinese tradition but that's not God's truth
那也许这是华人或是东方的传统但是却不是神的真理
The Bible clearly says in Ephesians 5 that men love your wives
因为以弗所书在第五章告诉我们说弟兄们要爱你的妻子如同爱你的身体
nice dinner at least
有些时候也许带他上个馆子，奖励他一下，鼓励他一下。
You need a loan? Ask some guys in the church. I bet you they'll help you out.
你需要提醒或是帮助的话，其实弟兄姐妹，弟兄们可以互相帮忙提醒。
That's in the Bible. Wives, submit or respect your husbands.
那圣经也教导我们说，我们做妻子的要顺服我们的先生。
This can be difficult.
这有些时候也很难。
But these are some of the relationships that we are stewards over.
那但是在这些关系当中，神要我们做好管家。
You're also a steward of your skills and abilities.
那神给我们的才干能力也都是他所赐给我们的。
Just like to say real quick, there's a huge difference between a career and a calling.
那我要这里指出来，就是说你的事业跟你的呼召有很大的不同。
Many of us live our whole lives to gain a career.
很多人我们花一生就是为了我们的事业，经营我们的事业。
A career is very self-focused.
事业的话，重心点是在自己。
A calling is something received and given.
呼召的话呢，却是从神那里接受的。
What is God calling you to do? What is He calling to use your skills and abilities for?
那神在你的生命当中有哪些呼召？他在呼召你如何去用你的才干来荣耀他
？And from that, you live for purpose and for God rather than just getting money.
那如果你用你的才干来荣耀神的话，那你是就在服侍他，而不只是为自己更有名，赚多个更多的钱。
Many of you have skills that are wow, amazing.
我们当中有很多人真的是很有很多的才华。
I think about if each of you were to use those for God's glory.
Power. 如果我们每一个人都用我们的才华来为神服侍的话，我们教会当中会充满能力。
Economic principle number four.
然后经济的第四个原则。
That all of our skills and abilities come from God.
我们的才能，我们的能干能力，一切都是从神那里而来。
Back in Exodus 35.
出埃及记。
It says this.
这样说。摩西对以色列人说：犹大支派中户珥的孙子乌利的儿子比撒列。耶和华已经提他的名召他，又以神的灵充满了他，使他有智慧、聪明、知识，能做各样的工。
We can also remember 1 Peter 4:10.
还有彼得前书四章十节。我们每一个人所用的这些才干，我们要用来信实的去服侍彼此。
Gutenberg, anybody know him?
有没有人认识约翰纳斯古腾堡
？Alright, good job. What did he invent?
他，你知道他发明了什么吗
？The printing press.
他发明了这个印刷术。
Okay, 1455.
在1455年。
He's actually known as the man of the millennium.
他有一个千年之人的这个。
The guy has some serious skills and abilities.
他有很多的才能。
But the reason that he invented the printing press was not for himself.
但是呢，他发明这个印刷术呢，印刷机却不是为了他自己。
He invented it for God's glory.
而是他是为神所发明的。
His main goal was to print the word of God so that all people could read it.
因为他有一个梦想，一个目标，就是如何。把神的这个话语印刷出来，让全世界的人都可以读到神的真理。
And this is the quote that comes from him, and we'll try to get a good translation. It says, "A press from which shall flow inexhaustible streams of the most abundant and most marvelous liquor that has ever flowed to relieve the thirst of men. Through it, God will spread His word. A spring of pure truth shall flow from it."
I am not very good, so bear with me. 从印刷术向这个因流不泄的这个溪流中流出最精彩、最日益丰盛的酒来满足人的渴望。透过它，神会传扬他的话语，真理的泉源要从它流落出来。
He used his skills for God's glory.
他使用他的才华为神的荣耀。
How do you use your skills?
那我们如何来用我们的才华？
All skills and abilities are a tool.
那神给我们的才干能力都是一些工具。
There's three ways that you can use them.
我们有三种方式来用这些。
One is for evil.
那一个是为邪恶来用。
Two is for good.
另外一个是用在好的事情上。
And three is you don't use it at all.
那第三个就像这个坏仆人就不使用。
That's what happened to the third servant in Matthew 25.
所以在马太福音二十五章就是这个最后的这个仆人他就是把它埋藏起来了。
He buried it. He didn't use it.
没有去使用它。
God was not too happy.
那这个雇主对他的反应就是很生气。
Don't bury your gifts and your abilities.
不要把你的才华隐藏起来，隐埋起来。
God has given each of you gifts and abilities.
神给各位很多的才干能力。
Some of mine I found out is I'm kind of humorous.
那神给我的一些，我可以跟你分享，就是他给了我幽默感。
Sometimes it feels strange in church to be humorous.
那有些时候好像在教会有这个幽默感不太适合。
But God has taught me to use that for His glory.
但是神教导我如何用我的幽默感来带给他荣耀。
God has made me somewhat of a decent communicator.
那神也给我沟通的能力。
I use that for His glory.
所以我可以为他的荣耀来用。
God has given me a strange gift to be able to ask a person a few questions and then understand the root cause of their problem.
那神通常有些时候在辅导当中他也给我能力就是我在辅导过程当中可以问一些问题那这些问题就可以帮助我找出这个问题的根源是什么
A difficult area to talk about is your children
那对面对抚养孩子的这个话题我们有相当的难处
Do your children have gifts and ability?
你的孩子有很多的才干嘛才华
They do
他们有
But what do you want them to use it for?
但是你希望用他们的天分在什么样的地方上
To be honest, most of us would never think that they should use their gifts and abilities to fully serve the Lord God Almighty.
那我们在世上的这个，甚至我们很多人都觉得说，哎，孩子的天分或者他的技能不应该只是用在神的身上。
Can we be honest?
我们可不可以很诚实的来面对这个话题
？Can we tell God the truth?
我们可不可以跟神来说实话？
But really, our heart should be that son or daughter, I want you to use all of your gifts and abilities in some way to glorify God.
那应当的态度应该是对我们的儿子女儿说，孩子啊，我希望你能够用你的天分，神给你的才能，用在神的身上来荣耀他。
My son Nathaniel,
那我的儿子高盛，
he either wants to be a missionary pastor or a professional basketball player.
现在他想要有一天成为宣教士或是篮球选手。
And I said, whichever you choose, make sure you glorify God.
那我对他说，不管你选择是哪一项，我只希望你能够用你的才华来荣耀神。
Our fifth principle,
第五个原则
is that we love God and not our good.
第五个原则就是我们应当爱神过于我们一切的产业。
And we're looking at Matthew 6:19-21 and 24.
我们现在要来看马太福音第六章十九节二十一到二十四节。不要为自己积攒财宝在地上，地上有虫子咬，能化，也有贼挖掘库来偷。只要积攒财宝在天上，天上没有虫子咬，不能毁坏，也没有贼挖这个窟窿来偷，因为你们的财宝在哪里，你的心也在哪里。一个人不能侍奉两个主，不是恶这个爱那个，就是重这个轻那个。你们不能又侍奉神又侍奉妈门，妈门就是财力的意思。
Here we're talking about our heart.
这里我们讲到我们内心的态度。
And we're not talking about the biological organs that beat.
不是，我不是谈到心脏，乃是我们的心态。
The heart we're talking about is the core or center of your life.
因为我们的心是我们一个人的核心。
What is the core or center of your life?
我们一个人的核心在哪里
？Jesus is very clear. He says you cannot have two masters. Either you cannot serve both God and money.
那神在他的话语里面很清楚地告诉我们，一个人不可能有两个雇主。不可能说又要服侍神又要服侍钱。
He's saying you got to make a choice.
你必须要做一个选择，两者选择之一。
It's a lordship question.
这是一个主权的问题。
Who is your Lord?
谁是你的主?
Who's your master?
谁是你生命的主?
Who's the one that drives your car?
谁坐在你生命的驾驶座上?
Your money?
是你的钱吗?
Or God?
还是神?
You have a choice to make.
我每一个人都有一个选择。
Some of you are probably like, oh yeah, for me it's definitely God.
有些人可能会回答说我是神掌管我的生命。
But what would others say drives your life?
但是别人对你生命的这个观察他会做出什么样子的结语。
If it's money,
如果是金钱的话
you will fall into one problem.
如果金钱是你主要的目标的话会有一些问题。
It's called greed.
那就是贪心。
Would anyone say you are greedy?
人家会不会对你的评语说你很贪心?
1 Timothy 6, 9 through 10 gives this warning.
提摩太前书6章9至10节说到但那些想要发财的人就陷在迷惑落在网罗和许多无知有害的私欲里叫人沉在败坏和毁灭中贪财是万恶之根有人贪恋钱财就被引诱离了真道用许多愁苦把自己刺透了
Be careful of greed
小心尤其对这个贪心
Now it's a little bit tricky a little bit of a slippery slope
有些时候好像这个下滑的山坡
God has called me to be a good steward of the things that have been entrusted to me
神他要呼召我们每一个人做好管家因为他托付在我们身上有很多的责任
Let's say he gave me this guitar
比方说他给了我这个吉他
Bass guitar
这个吉他
It's mine
这是我的
No It's God
不是是神的
Or is it mine
是神的还是我的
I want to keep it shiny
我希望把它擦得很光亮
The strings at just the right tune.
音调要调好，要对音。
Therefore, I don't want anyone else to touch it.
我不要任何人碰它。
Because I have to be a good steward of it.
因为我要做这个吉他的好管家。
You cannot touch it.
你不能碰它。
It is mine.
它是我的。
No, it's God.
不是，是神的。
You should use it.
你应该可以用。
You see the confusion.
有没有看到这很迷惑的地方
A lot of times we want to be good stewards of things
很多时候我们希望在神交托我们一切的事上做好管家的角色
But it slowly becomes something we worship
但是慢慢的它却成为我们生命的这个偶像
Knew a guy who bought a new house
有一个人我认识一个人他买了新的房子
And he made sure after everyone took a shower that they wiped down all the walls of the shower
房子买好了以后每一次他的家人洗完澡以后他就确定每一个人要把那个墙上的水全部都擦干
When the wife cooked she had to make sure she wiped down all the area that she cooked
那尤其太太煮完饭以后每次就把这些油烟杂物就全部
If it was really oily or smelled she had to go outside on the back porch to cook
那每一次他要炸东西油烟过多的话他就太太就必须要到外面去煮饭
Said not many people can come to our house
他说很多人不能我不让很多人进到我的家里
Keep it looking nice
因为我希望我的房子永远保持得很新
He was an excellent steward
他是一个很好的管家
But he missed that he was loving his goods more than God and more than the people around him
但是他却忽略了在做好管家的这个角色他却忽略了他身边的人然后把这个焦点放在房子的身上
There's two easy tests to see about where your heart is
那有两个这个试验可以来让我们知道说我们的心里最基本的态度是什么
One is your generosity
那第一个就是你的慷慨
Are you a generous person?
你是否是一个很慷慨的人
This gets kind of difficult again, huh?
不是很容易的话题因为我们常说是我的
Two is your tithe
第二个是十一奉献
A lot of people just say Oh the church just wants your money
很多人常觉得说教会只是要我的钱
I'd like to say straight up
我希望很直接的在这里跟你们说
Church doesn't want your money
教会不要你的钱
God wants your heart
神要的是你的心
And he can tell where your heart is.
神知道我们的心在哪里。
We end with 2 Corinthians 9, 6 through 9.
最后我们要来看哥林多后书9章6节到9节。少种的少收，多种的多收，这话是真的。个人要随本心所酌定的，不要作难，不要勉强，因为捐得乐意的人是神所喜爱的。神能将各样的恩惠多多的加给你们，使你们凡事常常充足，能多行各样善事。如经上所记，他施舍钱财，周济贫穷，他的仁义存到永远。
I think we have the review. Number one, all I have belongs to God.
那今天我们所学的第一个经济的原则就是我所拥有的一切是属于神的。
Why don't we say that together?
我们一起来说，我所有的一切属于神。
Number two, work is good, laziness is not.
第二个，工作是好，懒惰是不好的。
Okay, number three, I am God's steward.
我是神的管家。
All right, very good. Number four, skills and abilities to work come from God.
好，我的技能能力来自于神。
And last of all, love God and not your good.
我们要爱神过于我们的产业。
Happy Labor Day.
Happy Labor Day.
Let's pray.
那我们先来祷告。
Father God, we ask that these principles would remain on our heart and our mind and our hands.
是的，父神，请求你将这一些真理的原则啊，把它放在我们的心中，也加添给我们力量，活在我们的生命当中。
Lord, you are our master.
主啊，你是我们生命的管家。
We are your servant.
你是我们的雇主，我们是你的仆人。
And one day we want to hear, "Well done, good and faithful servant."
主啊，我们渴望哪一天我们面对面与您面对面的时候，我们听到你对我们说，你是我良善的仆人。
In Jesus Christ's name we pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.